Q104, number one for new country. It's the midday show. I'm Allie with Ben Higgins from The Bachelor on the phone. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from today?
I am in Denver, Colorado currently.
How's Denver?
It's beautiful. It's nice. I mean, we're still, this is our happy season because it's fall. It's not too hot. It's not cold yet. So we're doing well out here.
That's awesome. Well, I'm so happy you're here on the phone. And I'm going to backtrack just a little bit on why you're even calling in and what's going on with you. Allie Browning got in touch with me to share why you're coming to Kansas City soon. And by the way, I love all the Allie action you're getting.
I like Allies. They've been very nice to me. Yeah, they're very kind.
But you two do something amazing. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. I work with an organization called Humanity and Hope United. And the other Allie is also a part of this organization. She lives in Kansas City. And so we're doing a fundraiser for a new village that we just recently adopted. And in short, what Humanity and Hope does is we adopt villages in Honduras who are underserved. We partner with them, ask them what their needs are. We don't tell them what to do. We ask them what they need. And then we'll come back to the States, fundraise, and help support them on the grounds there in Honduras so that they can sustainably change their future for the better. So we offer things like jobs, education, healthcare. We also allow a faith-based side, but really what we want to do is just help them progress to the place they want to be in life so they feel supported. It's great.
And it's so good, you know, because I know you have such a big following ever since you were on The Bachelor, so I love that it's going in the right direction when people follow you.
You know, it's been more fun this way. You kind of have that point in your life where, you know, it is totally great to use your platform to build an income and become financially stable. I'm all about it. I support it 100%. I hope to do that at some point. But the real key to this, especially when you come off of The Bachelor or any television show or any place you have a platform, is to try to use it for good. Because I believe that when we serve others, that's the place in life that we're most fulfilling our purpose in life.
So cool. And you're coming to Kansas City for this. A night to share stories and celebrate generosity with Humanity and Hope United Foundation this Saturday, the 30th, 7 o'clock at Colony KC, Armor Road, North Kansas City.
I'm going to be there. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm gonna come in and I'm flying in for the night because the next day after the event, I have to go to L.A. and do a lip sync battle. So I have a good evening of fun and celebrating Humanity and Hope, and then I'll go dance my heart out in Los Angeles.
Nice. And what about TV in L.A.? Any plans to come back to the Bachelor franchise?
You can't count that out. I think one of the things that I've learned the most here in the last few months, or really years, is I've said no to so many things. I'd never do this, I'd never do that. And I just found myself saying no so often that I barely ever said yes. And so now instead of saying no, I'm saying maybe, possibly, if the timing's right, you know? I'm a little bit busy. I'm starting a coffee company with the founder of Humanity and Hope as well. We're doing a coffee company to give profits back to and social causes around the world to help progress the world forward in a good way. The Bachelor's been very good to me, and I don't want to discount never doing something again.
Gotcha. And Jade and Tanner from The Bachelor franchise live here in Kansas City. Do you keep in touch with them? They're awesome.
Oh, no. Tanner was on my season of The Bachelor. Well, not my season of The Bachelorette. Caitlin's season of The Bachelorette that I was a part of. And so he's been a great friend to me. I actually texted him yesterday because as excited as I am to be in Kansas City, I've gotten more texts and more messages over the last 2 days about asking if Jade and Tanner are going to be at this event. And I cannot promise them to be at this event. They just had a baby. So I don't know if they'll be there, but I definitely will be seeing them myself. They're just really great people.
And I know you're probably really wanting to invite Chris Harrison to Kansas City too, right?
Oh, I do. But what is today? Today is September. They will be, they probably are filming The Bachelor here coming up either tonight or sometime this week.
Were you shocked when you got that call, by the way, to go on The Bachelorette to be a contestant?
I'll be honest, Allie, like I don't think it really hits you, and I've talked to a lot of people, that you're actually doing it until you're already at the mansion. You know, they call you and they kind of prep you for it, but then you know that there's a chance that you still might not be on it, you know, if you get to LA. And for example, I got to LA and I got super sick, and so I almost didn't make the show because I was so sick with the flu. You never know until you show up to the mansion. And yes, it's crazy, it's a weird world, but what you realize, I think, coming out of it is that it can be a good thing, and it doesn't have to completely change your life. And But I still look back on that time and it's kind of all a blur.
Would you recommend going on that show if somebody here in Kansas City was thinking about doing it?
I would. If they want to do it, if somebody feels like they're in the place in life where they aren't sacrificing too much and they're not hurting anybody in the process, then I would totally recommend them doing it. There's really no reason not to. There's 1,000 ways that it could backfire on you, and there's 1,000 ways it could go great for you. But it is an experience that a lot of people don't get to have. It's one that does shake up life a little bit. If you do it with a purpose, then I think it can turn into something great. And, you know, for example, I'm coming to Kansas City for the very first time because I was on The Bachelor, and hopefully we raise a ton of money for something really great, all because of this show. I would love, when I'm 70 and I'm telling my grandkids about my time on The Bachelor, they'll ask me of all the great things that happened during it, or tell them the stories that happened. And I would love for these fundraisers and my trips to Honduras to be the stories I tell, and not, you know, how much money I made or what celebrities I got to meet.
Do people ever bump into you and are like, oh my gosh, it's Ben from The Bachelor?
I get a lot of, hey, how do I know you? And the weirdest, it puts me in a very uncomfortable situation because I don't want to respond with, oh, you probably watched The Bachelor, because it just seems weird. And so I usually say, I don't know, but like hopefully we can figure it out together, and then we talk it through, and then they usually, or maybe sometimes they don't figure out why, but I do have to kind of explain to people why they might recognize me, I guess.
Well, safe travels to Kansas City. I can't wait for you to share all your fun stories that you have. Are you going to be sharing stories all night long?
I love to talk, Allie, so I will share as many stories as people want to hear. I think it's going to be just a great evening to hang out, kick back, talk, share life together. The whole purpose is really, I mean, let's be as simple as possible. The purpose is to raise money for something really great. And so however you want to celebrate raising money, that's how we'll do it that night.
And you will at least enjoy one adult beverage, right?
I will, Allie. You know, I could see myself enjoying a nice cocktail or two. You are a country station, and I do enjoy my Tennessee whiskey. So we'll probably have some cocktails. We'll hang out, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, Saturday night, Kansas City. We'll see you at the Humanity and Hope United Generous event. With you, our special guest, Ben Higgins.
Hey, I cannot wait to be there in Kansas City. And please, everybody come out to raise some great awareness for a really cool organization. Raise some money together and celebrate that. And Allie, thank you for letting me come on the show.
Yes, of course. And where do we go if we want more info?
So you can go to humanityandhopeunited.org. And we just launched a new website. It's a great website. It explains everything. We are an organization of a bunch of people who just really want to see the world become a better place. And we would love for all of you who also see that vision to join on board with it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for taking the time to call in today. I hope you have a good rest of your day. We'll see you soon.
You too, Allie. Thank you.